KSL at Night.
Welcome back to KSL Night. I am Rusty Cannon, and I'm here with Taylor Morgan. And now we're going to talk about an interesting subject that's come up in Washington, D.C. As we can see, Taylor, sometimes things get a little hot back there, and there's been an issue that has been quite hot today, actually. A bill having to deal with FISA. Surveillance, right? We this is, I guess, an outgrowth of the last 20 years.
Anything in Congress is going to be an acronym.
That's right. That's
so
right.
Walk us through what FISA stands for.
I believe it is federal. I should know.
Oh,
that.
No, I put you on the spot.
You put me
I'm
on
so
the spot.
Sorry.
I know the F is federal, right? That's as far as, but I believe the S and A is Surveillance Act. I just can't remember what the I is all of a
the
sudden.
The thing is, I think it is the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. But Rusty, yes. I didn't know that until I just looked it up here.
You're faster on Google than me, but this has caused some controversy as we're reading the headlines back in D.C. where a vote is coming up in the House possibly to reauthorize this, and it seems like this debate comes up over and over as it's reauthorized as to whether this is okay, because it's designed for foreign sources, right? From my understanding, and you would support our intelligence community on doing the surveillance that they need to do.
Yeah.
To keep us safe. But the question I think comes into play of, okay, when does it wrap in citizens? And I believe the debate today is about whether or not they're going to add a provision onto this bill to require a warrant for FISA.
Interesting.
And that's the big question.
And we saw that former President Donald Trump had urged before this vote, mm-hmm. Trump had urged House Republicans to reject.
Correct.
Reauthorization of the law. That obviously, it appears as if at least that had a significant impact on the vote outcome. Now, some are trying to spin this as a leadership crisis of Mike Johnson. I don't think it is that. Think that this has failed before in a Republican majority U.S. House of Representatives. I do believe that personally, my opinion is that there are some serious questions about FISA.
Yeah.
I am of the opinion that we may have gone too far with surveillance, and particularly surveillance of American citizens abroad.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, one of the key criticisms of FISA and one of the reasons it wasn't reauthorized.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the question becomes, when you're wrapping in citizens, do you need a warrant for such as this? And I know some of our elected officials have weighed in. I know Senator Lee is actively campaigning on getting a warrant provision put in, even though it's on the House side. He's been in quite active on the Twitters, as I like to still call it.
Sure.
Talking about this. And this is an issue that is going to come up time and time again. And the question is, what happens next in the House? Is this reauthorization going to happen? There's been some argument that somehow this is Speaker Johnson's doing and what have you is the control that he has with the floor. But it's an interesting battle that, in addition to the surveillance aspect, gets into how the sausage is made in Washington, D.C., right?
Speaking of that, I think it's interesting that House Democrats... every Democrat in the U.S. House voted against. They voted with Donald Trump, if you will.
Yeah. Can you believe it?
They voted against reauthorization. Only 19 Republicans voted against renewing FISA. So I don't think it's fair to say this is a crisis within the Republican majority. I do believe that there are Republicans that have significant concerns.
Yeah.
It does appear to be a partisan vote for Democrats. So really, when Speaker Mike Johnson says he thinks he can get this done, he thinks he can cross the finish line, he thinks we can get the FISA renewal done, but he acknowledges that there are some issues with it, that he needs to work with these Republicans to address their concerns, but he still believes there's enough time this week to get it renewed. Mm-hmm. Do you think that's realistic?
Oh, I think it is. I mean, we've seen them pull things across the finish line at the last minute all the time. And they're all back there at least another 24 hours before they all fly home, but for the week. But I think it's also an interesting take on the current dynamic with the presidential race and all of that. President Trump weighing in on saying, I think he effectively put out on his social media channel to kill this because of, the Warren issue. And
he literally wrote all caps. So he was yelling, quote, kill FISA.
That's right. He loves the caps lock.
Oh,
right?
Boy.
And
I'm
so
it
was definitely with
so
the
does,
caps lock
so
on.
So does my dad, but I don't think he means to.
That's right. And so, but for those involved in the political process, like we often are, it's interesting to just look at, you know, how all this works, whether it's a rules fight or whether it's an amendment fight or whether, you know, there are so many different ways to steer legislation back there to move it forward or to kill it. I think it's often somewhat confusing for folks, but I think that the battle lines are pretty clear on this issue as of today, where there are those that want to add the provision to say, OK, you need a warrant in these cases, or you can't do it. And then there's others that think, okay, hold on, we're putting essentially our national security at risk here and not reauthorizing this as soon as we need to be reauthorized when, you know, it's you just don't want to trip this up. And yeah. So I think it gets to a broader question, too, of what it's like to run the House. I don't,
yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
That kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we know that this would be a five-year renewal. Mm-hmm. The package as it stands now does include some important reforms. And so perhaps some of those reforms don't go far enough, or there are some missing pieces that Speaker Mike Johnson and leadership there in the House can negotiate to get this over the finish line by the end of the week. But to pivot from the FISA conversation and the U.S. House Rusty, I want to tie this in to your work on Utah's Capitol Hill.
Sure.
You and I both... I don't like to use the dirty L word, but we're both lobbyists. We're registered lobbyists in Utah.
You have to be up there.
That is part of the deal to follow the law. We're registered, we're licensed, we're members of the Capitol Hill Association. So we often see one another up there at the Capitol. And I think you are often a lot busier tied in the deep, deep, deep weeds of tax legislation. Mm-hmm. There is perhaps, I don't know, very few issues or more difficult with details and policy and weeds and consequences, unintended, intended, than tax policy. Mm-hmm. And of course, the budget in general is all about tax policy.
Yeah.
As a representative, you're the president of the Utah Taxpayers Association, and you lobby on behalf of taxpayers in Utah, right?
Correct.
You're representing Utah voters there.
Taxpayers.
In your work on the Hill. What are some of the experiences you have had to negotiate these kinds of very weedy policy details? You don't have a key senator on board. Does that mean there's a crisis of support for your issue, or is it a matter of working out the details? What is that like?
You know, it's interesting. You accumulate war stories over the years, and I haven't had as many years as many, but some that can be shared on air and some that can't, right?
Of course.
You know, as far as experiences, but
who is your least favorite Utah senator? Yeah, right?
Not saying a
just
word,
kidding.
You see what's effective and what's not, and you know, a lot of the work is done behind the scenes, and that doesn't mean in secret. It just means that the hard work is done, you know, before a hearing, before a committee, you know, in the interim now, like we just finished the session. We started the day after the session, literally talking about the issues for next session with legislators. It happens that fast and ticked off conversations that'll now happen over the summer and the fall. And this is all aside from their elections. And so you have to do your homework. And so it's fascinating to be part of it. That's really the enjoyable part of our job. That's the fun part. You know, the not so fun parts are going to city council meetings and getting yelled at and those kinds of things. But up on the Hill, it's a good group of people. You just have to do your homework and manage the process. That's what's happening in DC. And just like you tied these two issues on Utah's Capitol Hill, you do the same thing. You work with the process. You give people good data and, you know, you let them know both sides of the issue. And they respect that. And then that makes you effective. And that's what we hope.
Yeah. Well, no, thank you. I have a lot more deeply awkward personal questions, Rusty, that I'll ask you in future segments. But we are out of time. Great conversation about FISA, about negotiating with lawmakers, whether it's here in Utah or back in D.C. I'm really excited to have your wealth of expertise on the show.
Well, that's kind of you. And speaking of awkward, our next subject when we come back will be on religion and politics and tying it to. So we're making it even more intense. So stay with us. KSL at Night. We'll be right back.